think that was more so important.
Can you concern yourself, though, with losing any momentum that was built off last week's win?
No, because, you know, we put that on film, and guys are able to go back and watch and see how we're capable of playing football. And we know we can't turn it on and turn it off, so this week in practice and next week in practice are definitely important. But to come out this Sunday, I think, was definitely more so important than the rest of the guys.
That time of possession kill you? First half was 25.
Yeah, it was a lot to a little bit. And we definitely took, you know, having been so thin and won the rest, guys, it was tough on the guys that were out there having to play all of those reps. But, I mean, that was Coach converting on third downs, and you know, that's not being able to get off the field. So they actually didn't like, but it was definitely a lot to a little bit in terms of time of possession.
Is there a degree of disappointment that Sorge that was able to do a lot of that stuff to you?
No, I mean, you know, the Colts, they're going to do what they do. I mean, you definitely know Peyton Manning picks his spots, and he's an elite quarterback in this league. But, you know, when you're watching a guy for 4, 5, 6 years, as long as Jim Sorge has been watching him, you definitely know, realize where to throw the ball against what defense, and we weren't being too complicated on defense, trying to give him different looks. So, you know, it was foreseeable that he might be able to do some things.
Was that lack of complicated because you were playing so few people, or because you might see him down the line now and you didn't care to?
I'm going to say right now because, you know, the lack of the people that we were playing. You know, Peyton knows what he's going to get from us. You know, it's just disguised and things like that. But he's a good quarterback, so even when we try to, sometimes he still knows. So I think because of the number of bodies we had, it wasn't so much important to disguise, rather to just line up and play football.
Jake, I was talking to Jake and Scott. He said that, you know, yes, it was vanilla. Yes, it was, you know, a lot of backups, you know, making their way through, but still a little bit disappointed that, you know, it wasn't a better performance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, you want to put points on the board. We didn't even get the opportunity to do that, but, you know, it's disappointing, but we can't hang on to this. We have to let this one go, move on, and get ready for our opponent in 2 weeks.
Is it tough to get up for a game? Is it because we as a team and there's not a lot to really gain from that? I know you guys want to win the game, but at the same time, there's big pictures.
I think there's something to be said about that. I know when everybody knows when you have something big and you're looking forward to it, your adrenaline is pumping, and you definitely don't need any extra motivation to get up for that game. This game, it was a game in which we had to come to work. You know what I mean? So I definitely think that was enough, just coming to work and putting something good on film so that the league can see it. But as far as, you know, it being as big as a game that we played last week against the Steelers, it definitely wasn't that. You can kind of sense that.